Liberty, listening in once again tonight from around the world. You're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program from the High Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you again, my dear friend. Got some hot news for you tonight. We've got a lot of fighting going on here between our police officers and the governor's office and the sheriff's office here. A lot of letters going back and forth here. I want to share with you a letter we just finished to the governor, Governor Bush, on behalf of Terry Schiavo, and also a letter from a sheriff out west in Wyoming, Sheriff Dave Mattis. Some of you know Sheriff Dave Mattis. We just sent his letter off to our sheriff down there in Florida, Pinellas County, because he's so far reneged on his duty and jurisdiction and powers to start a criminal investigation and go and save Terry as his prime witness and alleged victim. We have a letter, too, that I want to start off with here. I think I'll start off with our letter to the governor tonight. I'll be talking for a few minutes here, and then we can open the phone lines up after I get through with the letter to the governor that we've just sent in. And then we'll go into the law that gives the governor and the sheriff the right to go in, start a criminal investigation, take control of Terry Schiavo, and suspend her execution because she is the prime witness and also the alleged victim, it looks like, in this case. So let's start off with the emergency communication from law enforcement investigators we sent out to the governor, Governor Bush, just hours ago. It says here, Dear Governor Bush, well, wait a minute. We're going to come up on a break here in just a minute, folks. I'll just wait until after the break, and then we'll get into our letter to the governor. As our really last-ditch effort of letters going out to the governor and to the sheriff, I think we've pretty much done that today. Not that we won't send more information and facts and evidence to them, but I think we've said pretty much everything we can say, and we'll share that with you on the other side of the break, which is coming up right now, so stay tuned for more.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbinPureSoap.com.
Jack McGlam program here. I'm that old cop Jack McGlam, retired up here in the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho. And we're talking about the letter we just sent in to Jeb Bush. It's kind of like our last shot across the bow for this man. And so we'll share that with you, and then we'll get into where he gets the power, and the sheriff, too, for that matter, that we've written probably 15 to 20 letters to about. The sheriff has the power to go ahead and secure his witness, Terry Schiavo, and start a criminal investigation, which he has not done at this time, but we did communicate with him again today. So here we go. Emergency communications from law enforcement investigators. Dear Governor Bush, we active and retired law enforcement police officers are reviewing the facts, evidence, and after reviewing the facts, evidence, witness statements and investigative leads in the Terry Schiavo case have come to the determination that there must be a criminal investigation into the Schiavo case. Our examination has caused us professional police investigators to determine that there is evidence, witness statements, medical professionals and others that point to the strong probability that the victim witness, Terry Schiavo, was violently attacked on the day of her injuries and is likely what caused her disability. There are medical professionals who substantiate that Mrs. Schiavo was strangled and the blood was cut off to her brain for at least 4 or 5 minutes, causing her brain damage. X-rays show that she received broken bones and other injuries on or around the same time as her alleged health problem on the day in question. Let me stop right there and go to Dr. William Hammersfar, I think is the way you say it. He stated on January 7, 2004, in a news magazine interview with Ron Panzer, that Terry did not have a cardiac arrest or heart attack, as her husband and some of the doctors have said. Mr. Hammersfar revealed that not only has Terry never had a heart attack, as widely reported in the major media, she has also never had a cardiac arrest, which means her heart never stopped. She had arrhythmias of the heart, but not a stopped heart. He explained that Terry's injuries were multiple and showed injury to her. He stated that Terry had marked injury to her neck, which still exists today, and that he has only seen a similar injury with spinal cord involvement as well as brain injury in one case where the patient had been strangled. He stated that Terry had a L1 injury to her spine, which he stated is common among persons being thrown against a table, for example. Excerpts from the Hospice Patients Alliance newsletter, January 8, 2004, by Ron Panzer. Quote source, Ron Panzer's notes, interview with Mr. Hammersfar. And so back to the letter now we're sending to the governor, or did send to the governor. We want to testimony of the witnesses state her husband, Mr. Shivo, even though being a trained nurse and he did not start CPR at the scene of his wife's collapse. The emergency personnel stated started CPR after they arrived, which was sometime after the injuries occurred. We have assessed the person of Mr. Shivo through the witness statements of professional medical personnel who have come in contact with him. Most of these witnesses have had contact with him in the medical or hospice environment where his wife has been warehoused over the last decade. We say warehouse, but after much research into the total lack of rehab and medical treatment for health problems such as infections, which the husband had demanded, the medical staff in each of these facilities. In other words, he stopped any rehab or medical treatment. Additionally, a true detriment to any criminal investigation conducted after Mrs. Shivo's death is that Mr. Shivo has scheduled a cremation of her body immediately after her death. Governor Bush, we are concerned that the best evidence, witness statements, in any criminal investigation into alleged criminal attempted murder, a capital assault, and continued abuse will die with Mrs. Shivo. We also believe this is why Mr. Shivo has had to turn down millions of dollars from donors. If he would just place Mrs. Shivo's care into the hands of her family, because of his concern that she may live and tell what happened to her on that fateful day. According to witnesses who spent months with Mrs. Shivo, she could and did communicate with them during their duty hours at the hospice centers. Mr. Shivo told these medical professionals he wanted her to die. He also used cuss words and said, "Isn't that B-I-T-C-H dead yet?" and other words of disdain for his wife. As you have heard, several professional medical nurses state that Mrs. Shivo also ate and drank liquids during their tour of duty. Governor Bush, this means that Mrs. Shivo could be a witness to any possible crimes committed against her. Of course, this will not be an option if she dies in the next few hours. Our police investigators have read the witness statements of other professional medical staff members who say that on at least two occasions, they believe Mr. Shivo tried to kill his wife while he was in the room with the doors closed. These witnesses and investigative leads must be interviewed. Governor Bush, we do not know what a full investigation in this case will determine, except we can be certain that more facts and evidence will be discovered. But one thing we are certain of, we police investigators need a hero at this time to save the life of the prime witness and possible victim in this case. We're asking you, sir, to be that hero. You do have the jurisdiction and power to start a criminal investigation into this case and suspend the death sentence of the prime witness. Governor Bush, this is subject, it's off subject, but this is a subject lawmen know something about, and we would share this with you. In the life of a man, there are a few times when he is called on by the people to do something heroic. As you know, because of fear, most people pass up the very few opportunities to do what is right and to be a hero to the people. This is why we see few Americans in the history books. We don't have to tell you historically, even recent history, of men in high office who have answered the call to be a hero of the people. Yes, very few. But some were governors who went on to gain higher office because of the people's love and support for that heroic figure. Governor Bush, do you know that the Pope and the Vatican have mentioned Mrs. Schiavo's terrible crucifixion here this Easter week with her mother Mary nearby? And some priests have now begun to reference it to the crucifixion of the innocent man, Jesus Christ, while his mother Mary stood nearby in anguish. Remember, Terry is a Catholic, and so is her family. You can be assured that most Catholics are going to side with the Pope. Governor, very large Protestant organizations are on the side of saving Mrs. Schiavo's life until further tests can be accomplished and she can have real rehab to see if she can improve. We have a letter from a very large national Jewish organization that wants Mrs. Schiavo saved. We can make all this available to you and your staff. But Mrs. Schiavo's website has most of this material on it at www.terrysfight.org. What we law enforcement officers wish to point out to you is that we professional investigators have our reasons to save this woman's life, i.e., because we believe she is a very important witness and possible victim of a capital crime, but the world has heard this case at this time. We even have news articles here from big Russian publications about American politicians letting an innocent woman starve to death. Governor Bush, the world and certainly most Americans want a hero today, this hour. The person who saves Mrs. Schiavo's life and gives her due process and a chance to tell her story of what actually happened to her will go down in the history books. It is also true that after the books come out and this story gets out, about all the facts, evidence, and the conspiracy of government against this innocent young woman, the people who allowed her to die will also go down in history. It will mean the downfall of some in high places, where they're not having or wanting to step up and do their duty and protect the people and to bring justice to those who were possible suspects in her demise. Sir, I know that we are only law enforcement officers, but doubt us not. Collective, we've been around a long time and know what we're talking about. There are already those in Hollywood who we know that have an interest in the evidence and witnesses into the Terry Schiavo side of the story. Mel Gibson has issued a public letter on his own stationery to give our government leaders, to ask our government leaders to save her life. Some of our police association members are in contact with him and his family. Governor, you are a good man. You could be a great man. There is no question this is an international situation and a heart warmer for any hero who steps forward to save the innocent. The innocent who Pontius Pilate, governor leaders that is, has washed their hands of here in this Easter week. We police investigators look to all criminal cases as, does this case have jury appeal? Dear governor, if any case has it, this case has jury appeal. In essence, massive public appeal. Not only do you have the law on your side, one example, Judge Greer violated 3 state Florida statutes in not defending Mrs. Schiavo as a disabled person when he pulled the tube of Mrs. Schiavo. We have the state statutes, but you have Thomas Jefferson and Andrew Jackson and other great leaders on your side. Be right back after this break, folks, and we'll finish up this letter we just sent out to the governor.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
You want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Jack McGlynn program. Just going over the letter we just sent to the governor a few hours ago. It says here in continuing, not only do you have the law on your side, sir. One example, Judge Greer violated 3 state of Florida statutes in not defending Ms. Schiavo and as a disabled person when he pulled the tubes of Mrs. Schiavo, or tube. We have the state statutes, but you have Thomas Jefferson and Andrew Jackson and other great leaders on your side. These great men and others on numerous occasions have stated that the 3 areas of government, executive, judicial, and legislative, are to be separate and equal. You have publicly taken a lower and subordinate position to the judiciary when that is not the case, sir. We police investigators and your Florida State Police offer you a sound reason to be the people's hero and stop this young woman's terrible death through dehydration, i.e., there must be a criminal investigation into this case before the prime witness dies. There are too many unanswered questions. Some of them may be criminal. Governor Bush, you have your future before you. However, some of that future may be linked to a young innocent who will die on your watch in the next few hours or days. We believe in you, and we, along with millions of Americans, pray that you will do the right thing, save a life, secure your witness, and be the people's hero. We need a hero today. Thank you for your efforts on behalf of the people, even the weak and disabled. Very sincerely, Law Officer Jack McLam, retired president of the American Citizens and Lawmen Association. Well, that's probably our last shot across the bow there, folks. Not that we already have more information to send him on the crimes committed by the husband and also Judge Greer. So we'll probably get those out to him tomorrow. But I want to take you to the law now, folks. Jefferson was very upset when the first Supreme Court Justice, John Marshall, took it upon himself to make unlawfully and unconstitutionally make the judiciary king on the hill. In other words, John Marshall, through the Mayberry versus Madison case, said basically, and here's what he said. He said that the Supreme Court was the exclusive and final arbitrator of what the constitutional and what is constitutional and what is not, and furthermore, its decisions is binding on all branches of government. Folks, that was treason then. It's treason today because that is not true. It is a lie. And Madison or Jefferson objected to this, and he went on to say in a letter to Abigail Adams, he was writing to, John Adams' wife, he said, "You seem to think it devolved on the judges to decide on the validity of the sedition law, but nothing in the Constitution has given them the right to decide for the executive more than the executive to decide for them. Both magistrates are equally," and he means for the executive and judiciary magistrates, "are equally independent in the sphere of action assigned to them. The judges, believing the law constitutional, had a right to pass a sentence of fine and imprisonment because the power was placed in their hands by the Constitution. But the executives, believing the law to be unconstitutional, were bound to remit the execution of it because that power has been confided to them by the Constitution. That instrument meant that its coordinate branches should be checks on each other. But the opinion which gives the judges the right to decide what laws are constitutional or what are not, not only for themselves in their own sphere of action, but for the legislature and executive also in their spheres, would make the judiciary a despotic branch," of course, which it is today, folks, as we see in the Terry Schiavo case. He went on to say, "The Constitution intended that the three great branches of government should be coordinate and independent of each other. As to acts, therefore, which are to be done by either, it has not given one control over another branch. Did not intend to give the judiciary control over the executive. I have long wished for a proper occasion to have the gratuitous opinion," he doesn't say this, but John Marshall's opinion in Mayberry versus Madison, "brought before the public and denounced as no law." Very strong, folks, very strong. And he's right. There is no subordinate position for the governor of the state or the president of the nation underneath and below the judiciary. But that's the position they have taken in this nation, and the governor needs to be called and told to stand up and do what he's supposed to do as the executive. The judiciary can't tell him what to do. I was listening to, I think it was Fox News tonight before I went on the program, and somebody was on there, one of the talking heads, saying, "Will the governor violate the law and go and rescue Terry Schiavo?" Well, the talking head lawyer was saying, "Oh, no, 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 he won't violate the law and go in there and rescue Terry Schiavo." Folks, he won't. If he goes in and rescues Terry Schiavo, he won't violate any law. Matter of fact, the governor would be upholding the laws of the state, which the judge violated. Well, I hear the music. We're coming up on a break, and we're going to open the phone lines up right when we get back, folks, if you'd like to call in tonight. I've got more to say, but I can do that as your calls come in. If you have comments or questions, please call in at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cartavite.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you honor a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm a brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking Oxymune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN, daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
Like to call in tonight, call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I'm going to go on here. I'll tell you what, this doesn't happen very often today. I know this lady, Ann Coulter. I've met her before, had time to speak with her before, and I don't agree with her on too much today because she's a neocon, a conservative Republican who is supporting this global government concept. But boy, did she nail it yesterday when she wrote Starved for Justice. I want to share a few things with you in here, which she has nailed and which are very well said in a national publication. Matter of fact, she gets a lot of coverage because she is a neocon. She said here, Democrats have called out, and this has to do with the governor doing his duty and not being under the judiciary. She's talking about that here. Governors or Democrats have called out armed federal agents in order to, number one, prevent black children from attending a public school in Little Rock, Arkansas. That was the National Guard. Two, investigate an alleged violation of federal gun laws in Waco, Texas at the Branch Davidians. That was the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Number three, deport a small boy to communist Cuba from Florida. That was the Immigration and Naturalization Service. So how about a Republican governor sending in the National Guard to stop an innocent woman from being starved to death in Florida? Very good. She goes on to say the decadent buffoon Bill Clinton sent armed agents from the INS to seize a small boy from an American family despite rulings by the majestic and infallible Florida courts granting custody of the boy to that very family. Well, Governor, are you listening out there? President, are you listening out there? Bill Clinton sent armed agents in of the INS to seize a boy against the Florida state court's decisions that he was in the custody of the family in America and sent him back to communist Cuba. She goes on to say, as important as it was to enforce the constitutional rights to desegregate schools, right to desegregated schools, isn't it also important to enforce Terri Schiavo's right to due process before she is killed by starvation? Goes on to say here, there is nothing in the law, the Constitution, or the concept of federalism that mandates giving courts the last word, Governor. Other public officials, including governors and presidents, are sworn to uphold the law, too. Sublimely confident that no one will ever call their bluffs, courts are now regularly discovering secret legal provisions requiring abortion and gay marriage and prohibiting public prayer and Ten Commandment displays. Just once, we need an elected official to stand up to a clearly incorrect ruling by a court. Any incorrect ruling will do. But my vote is that the state court that has ordered a disabled woman to be starved to death at the request of her adulterous husband. Florida State Court Judge George Greer just last heard from when he denied an order of protection to a woman weeks before her husband stabbed her to death. I don't know if you're aware of that, folks, but Judge Greer, a few years back, a woman came to him in tears and frightened to death and asked for an order of protection because her husband was going to kill her, and he told her to get out of there. And her husband stabbed her to death 3 weeks later. Anyway, this judge determined that Terri would have wanted to starve to death based on the testimony of her husband, who was then living with another woman. The husband also happened to be the only person present when the oxygen was cut off to Terri's brain in the first place. He now has two children with that other woman. Greer has refused to order the most basic medical test for brain damage before condemning a woman to death. Despite all those years of important searching litigation we keep hearing about, Terri has yet to receive an MRI or a PET scan, although she may be allowed to join a support group for women whose husbands are trying to kill them. Greer has cut off the legal rights of Terri's real family and made her husband, now with a different family, her sole guardian, citing a precedence of the landmark Fox Gold guarding the hen house ruling of 1893. She's being facetious there. Without the process that would result in her death sentence, Terri was never permitted her own legal counsel, which every hardened criminal, folks, are allowed. Evidently, we're all tied up defending the right of life of child molesting murderers out there. Given the country's fetish for court rulings, this may be a rash assumption, but I presume if Greer had ordered that Terri Schiavo be shot at her husband's request, the more humane death, by the way, the whole country would not sit idly by, claiming to be bound by the court's ruling because of the rule of law and federalism. President Bush should order the FBI to protect her, and Governor Bush should send in the state police. What was supposed to be the least dangerous branch has become the most dangerous branch, the judiciary, literally to the point of ordering an innocent American woman to die, willfully disregarding congressional subpoenas. They can't be stopped solely because the entire country has agreed to treat the pronouncements of former ambulance chasers, meaning these lawyers that grow up to be judges, as the word of God, she says. The only power courts have is that everyone jumps when they say jump. Also, people seem to be a little intimidated by the black robes. From now on, we should all decide that judges wear green lime leisure suits. I like that. Get them out of those black dresses. Andrew Jackson, President Andrew Jackson, is supposed to have said to the Supreme Court ruling that he opposed from John Marshall. He says, well, John Marshall has made his decision. Now let him enforce it. The court's ruling was ignored, and yet somehow the Republic survived. In other words, President Andrew Jackson did not allow John Marshall's ruling that he is el supremo above the executive and the legislative to be ignored. If Governor Jeb Bush doesn't say something similar to the Florida courts that have ordered Terry Schiavo to die, he'll be the second Republican governor disgraced by the illiterate ramblings of a state judiciary. Governor Mitt Romney will never recover from his acquiescence to the Massachusetts Supreme Court's miraculous discovery of a right to gay marriage. Neither will Governor Bush if he doesn't stop the torture and murder of Terry Schiavo. My goodness gracious, can you believe that, folks? Ann Coulter put that out. Woo! That was that's really powerful, and I like it because, folks, it's gone all over the country. They listen to Ann Coulter. I don't know why, but they do. That's the establishment media coverage, which is incredible and very, very good. Well, folks, if you'd like to call in, the phone lines are open. I will go on here and on and on and on until the program's over if you don't call in. So call in if you'd like to at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Let's see here. We're going to get into something else here. I want to share with you a website here that I'd like you to go to and send this information, cut and paste, into your email and send this information out to all your contacts out there, folks. Governor, the president, and everything, because this is a very, very good website. It's I just discovered it today in our research here. We've been researching and researching. And one of the best websites I've found on the Terry Schiavo situation that truly lays out the facts and the evidence of how Terry Schiavo is being murdered. And we in law enforcement, truly believe after looking and seeing what we have found on this case that there is a conspiracy to murder her, because if she's allowed to talk, she will tell what happened to her, and Judge Greer will be in a panic attack, and so will Michael Schiavo and the death cult attorney, Mr. Fellows, who's a director of one of the biggest death cults in America, by the way, the Hemlock Society. If she is allowed to recover and talk. So I want you to go to this website. Very interesting name for the website. It's www.libertytothecaptives. One word, libertytothecaptives.net. www.libertytothecaptives.net. And there's a site on there for Terry Schindler Schiavo. And you will find some of the best information, well-documented information. Here's some of the titles. Terry Schindler Schiavo and the Cardiac Arrest Heart Attack Lies. The lies about that. Judge Greer and Michael Schiavo collect collusive lawbreaking and attempts to end Terry's life is another section. And they go on from there. Very good, very organized, very well-documented. Matter of fact, I'm going to tomorrow send that off, maybe even tonight, send that off to the governor and to our sheriff down there. By the way, the letter that I sent to you, we have sent off to the sheriff also. We continue to contact the sheriff. He's hiding out. He's scared to come out, I guess. And we keep pinging on his turret, though. He needs to stand up and be a man. And so we keep writing to him. Now, let's see, I think we're going to take a break in just a minute here, but we're going to, I'm going to flip over to another area here that is the Florida laws. Florida laws, here they are. Yes, this is The Florida state statutes that prohibit deliberate acts to end life. And we have Florida statute mercy killings of euthanasia not authorized, suicide distinguished. Nothing in this chapter shall be construed to condone, authorize, or approve mercy killing or euthanasia, or to permit any affirmative or deliberate act of omission to end the life other than to permit the natural processes of dying. The withholding of or withdrawal of life prolonging procedures from a patient in accordance with any provision of this chapter does not, for any person purpose, constitute a suicide. Florida statute, intractable pain authorized treatment. Nothing in this section shall be construed to condone, authorize, or approve mercy killing or euthanasia, and no treatment authorized by this section may be used for such purpose. Assisting self-murder. And that's what's going on right now, folks, because if they say that Terri Schiavo wanted to murder herself, commit suicide, and they are assisting, they are violating the law, the state laws of Florida. Every person deliberately assisting another in the commission of self-murder shall be guilty of manslaughter, a felony of the second degree, punishable as provided in the law, and they cite three laws there. Florida prohibitions against assisted suicide protects not only the terminal ill, but also the disabled and elderly and chronically ill and the severely handicapped. Florida is, it says, withholding food and water by mouth is a deliberate act to end life and is prohibited under the Florida statutes. Helping Terri kill herself is assisted suicide and is prohibited under the Florida statutes. And we have other areas there that we could also read on this situation. Okay. Oh, we have a caller in. Let's go to Walt in Arizona. Walt, welcome to the program.
Oh, good evening or good afternoon, whichever area of the country somebody may be listening.
Okay.
It's afternoon here.
Thank you.
Jack, I think we ought to go to our Black's Law Dictionary, the latest, and research the whole question of custodian and guardian. Those are very pertinent to the situation, and I think the husband has committed a situation which is a conflict of interest. He's got himself another concubine, and he's got two children with her. That seems to be quite well known, and there's a conflict of interest. And there's a maxim of law that's very interesting. There are several thousands of maxims of law, and this particular one has to do, you don't go to court with dirty hands. And it looks to me like the husband has gone to court with dirty hands, and the court could have absolutely outrageously dismissed any of his petitions or actions to have Cherry's life put to an end. That's more or less what I have to say at this time, and I think we ought to stir up somebody else's little butt and get started on this. You've done a beautiful job, and I congratulate you on it, and we're going to have to find a proper solution. Of course, the doctor's Hippocrates also frowns upon anyone putting someone to death. The physicians are bound by their oath to sustain life and keep everyone going as best they can within their skills. That's as much as I have to say, Jack. Anything you want to comment against it?
Well, no, I think that was well put and very, very good information. I heard from a doctor not too long ago that they've now thrown out the Hippocratic Oath there, a hypocrite's oath today I think they use in its place. Because they want to participate in killing babies and killing people like Terri Schiavo, so you would know that they'd throw it out sooner or later. But thank you so much, Walt, for that very important information, and I'll definitely take it under advisement here as good information, okay?
All right, I'll hang up and give someone else a chance. I hope there's more on the line.
Well, thank you so much. Call back again. Call back again, I hope you will. All right, folks, Wyoming sheriff kicks Fed out of his county. I don't know if you know this or not, but we have a sheriff, Sheriff Dave Mattis, very good sheriff, and we've just sent this over. We had told Sheriff Coates there in the county in which Terri Schiavo is being murdered that he has the ability to stand up to the federal government, the state government, the courts, everything, if he would just do it. So we sent him Sheriff Dave Mattis's Bighorn County, Wyoming, U.S. District Court decision for the District of Wyoming, that he can tell the federal government to stay out of his county unless they present themselves at his federal compliance office in the sheriff's office and present their paperwork and present their plan for what they're going to do in the county to the sheriff, and he will decide on a case-to-case basis if he will allow them to do it or not. We'll be back in just a minute, and I'll share that with you. Very, very important case that was upheld by the courts, by the way, that he has the power and duty and jurisdiction to do just that. All you sheriffs out there, listen up. We'll be right back.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth. Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Okay, folks, we're going to, before we go to our next caller, I just want to share this with you here real quick. Sheriff Dave Mattis sets the standard for all sheriffs around the country. He's got the courts backing him up. He has written a policy that forbids federal officials from entering his county and exercising authority over county residents unless he is notified first of their intentions. After explaining their mission, Mattis said he grants them permission to proceed if he is convinced that they are operating within the legal parameters and authority limitations set forth in the U.S. Constitution. The sheriff grants permission on a case-to-case basis only. When asked if any repercussions he had gotten from the feds, he quickly and confidently replied, "None whatsoever." He explained by saying, "They know they do not have jurisdiction in my county unless I grant it to them." Additionally, Sheriff Mattis contends that the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, clearly defines the geographic territories where the federal government has jurisdiction. Put another way, Mattis said, if the sheriff doesn't want the feds in his county, he has the constitutional power and right to keep them out or ask them to leave. With that said, Sheriff Coates has the ability, has the power, has the duty and the responsibility to save Terry Schiavo's life and do a criminal investigation before they can put her to death. And so let's go right now to our caller here, Alan in Texas. Alan, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hey, Officer Jack, I want to thank you for coming down to see us in Austin here.
It's my pleasure, my friend.
It's good to see you in person. I'm really disgusted with all the half measures that are being put out there for brainwashing. It's like, oh, I'm just the president. What can I do? You know, I can destroy two sovereign nations, but I can't kiss that poor woman a glass of water.
Right.
It's disgusting. All these people doing all these half measures that don't amount to nothing, but convincing us that the government can kill us anytime they want. It's going to be A-OK with all these brainwashed people. It's just unreal that people are tolerating that.
Well, I'll tell you, brother, it is sad when we look at the figures, Alan, of what people think of lawyers in America. If you look at the polls, and we police officers have for several decades, looked at the polls of the American people and what they think of lawyers. And they're down there with the bottom feeders, the aluminum siding salesmen and used car salesmen and so forth. They're below that. And yet we promote these men up, these former ambulance chaser lawyers, up to these gods in society and culture, use that term, and I like it. I think I'm going to adopt it, former ambulance chaser judges. Because that's what they are. And once they put on that black robe, the people seem to treat them as gods, and so does the other executives in the other branches of government.
Some of them are good, though, and we need to keep those people in office and support them.
We do.
There are good judges, but the system is just like a machine, and if you don't fit in that little cog, it just spits you out.
That's right. And the good ones, I've noticed, most of them don't get promoted because they're not willing to do anything they're told to protect the government from the people, like in this case with Terry Schiavo.
Well, the tragedy about Terry. I did call the governor's office last year, and it didn't do much good. He put in a big measure with a loophole in it because it didn't go through. It didn't last.
Well, thank you.
It's a god-awful tragedy what's happened to that woman. It's going to happen to us next.
It will, brother. Hey, thanks for calling, Alan. Folks, that's it for tonight. Don't forget your phone calls. Please call Governor Jeb Bush at 850-488-4441. Tell him to stand up and be a hero for the people. Governor Bush, Jeb Bush, 850-488-4441. Talk to you tomorrow, God willing. Don't forget to say your prayers for Terry and our nation. God bless all of you. Don't forget, this old cop truly loves you, America. Good day.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.